with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes.
And everyone, welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You know, Bob, sometimes this show just comes together. Yeah. In the last two segments, we talked to a guy named Tom from Auto Turkeys. And then we draw a name, and the guy that wins it, his name is Tom.
You know.
And then we talk to Tim.
What do they call it when a guy just makes a move? It's
Divine intervention.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm so proud of you because you didn't throw out any of your silly little talking turkey or anything.
Oh, no, no, no.
You really helped keep your powder dry.
It was all about the content. Yeah.
So, Bob, what's the size of your turkey this year?
Oh, it is, I'm told, 32 pounds.
32 pounds?
It was a gift.
Okay.
We have friends that work for a very large corporation, and they said, there's only two of us. There's no way we can use this thing. And I'm like, well, there's going to be a bunch of us, and we have a nice big oven that Garrett's Appliance put in, and we're going to put that baby to test.
Wow.
My wife does all the turkey, and that's her thing. She is supreme. At Thanksgiving and Christmas, she does one of Sobey's big prime ribs at Christmas. And uses Duba's recipe.
Oh, yeah.
And that girl goes to town. She gets out all the good china, all the silver. I mean, it's like a day from hell.
and an evening cleaning all that stuff up.
Well, yeah. I do try and volunteer if I'm not passed out.
No, I always clean up.
That's
my job. That's
what all those kids and grandkids are for. You got some of them that are big enough now to wash dishes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got very few this year coming to Thanksgiving, so... it's going to be a smaller crowd, but it's going to be a lot of turkey.
Well, they've all got families now, and they're busy, and yeah, we all get it, man.
You know, I might, because we have such a small crowd, I might just save that one for the deep fryer.
Yeah?
I really want a deep fry one.
That's a big one to deep fry.
That would be a big...
I got a big deep fryer, though. I bought it years ago. It was actually a gift from a manufacturer years ago, and it's huge, and I'll have to test it and see if it'll fit in there.
Yeah.
When I get it.
Yep.
And I'll probably have to thaw it, right?
Yeah. Thaw it before
take the plastic off it.
Yep. Yeah.
So just talking to Tim Sobey in that last segment about the auto turkey that I'm getting for our family, he talked about a new brine and seasoning kit. Why not? I'm going to give it a run. He says it's really good.
This is the guy he's been telling us about that makes the smash burger seasoning.
Right.
I have not tried it yet, but Tim's very high on him.
Right, yep. And so my question to you is that Tim said, I mean, if I go there in the morning, they open up at like 9 o'clock, and I pick that thing up on Wednesday before the Thanksgiving on Thursday, go home, throw it in the brine. I want to pull it out of the brine and pat it dry. And I'm going to put, you think 12 hours, 24 hours enough to brine it?
Well, here's one way you can speed it up because you don't want your brine warm.
Right.
So use half the amount of water you're going to use and then fill it with ice and cool it right down and then throw your turkey in there.
Right.
And if you get 12 hours on that, it's going to be huge.
Okay. All right. I've got one of those brining buckets. I don't know if you've seen those or not, but it's a 5-gallon white bucket, but it's got like little fins on the inside of it and then a lid that you push it down and give it a quarter turn. And it holds everything under the water. It's like it's an adjustable lid inside the bucket. And there's little fins on the side, so you slide it down and give it a half turn, and it holds your turkey under the water. So you need to use less water, but I can throw some ice in there too. I didn't think about that. But
I don't know about holding fins under the water. I'm a fin. I don't appreciate
that. Well, only if I could. But anyway, so I am going to spatchcock my turkey and cook it on the big green egg.
Oh, you are?
That's the.
So you're actually making yours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yep.
That's not Lisa's gig?
No, we're hosting. Nope. I do the turkey. She does the sides. And
there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, right. There sure is.
So what's your favorite stuffing? Do you have one?
You know, she makes really good stuffing. I don't like it in the bird. That's why we spatchcock our turkeys. I like it drier than maybe wet that comes out of the bird. And I also, I think Conrad's of the same opinion. I like a little texture, a little crunch to it, maybe.
Well, that's why I like Maureen's trick about pulling that out of the bird. She actually pulls that out, and we usually have such an army that she'll make a whole bunch of extra.
That's right.
She'll pull that out, mix it with the extra, and then she'll bake it. But she throws a bunch of it in muffin tins.
Yes.
And those are the best because just butter or bacon grease in those muffin tins and you put it in there and you've got like a beautiful throat roll.
Your new rendered tallow would be amazing in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm also hoarding bacon grease, as my wife tells me, because she keeps handing me jars and says, get this out of the fridge, get this out of the fridge. But you know, I don't want to throw that away. It's so healthy and it's so wonderful,
flavorful,
so very I throw flavorful. It in the freezer.
Yep.
And I saw it at a meat market weeks ago. I don't know where I was, but they were selling it for like maybe $6 to $8 for a little jar of it.
Right.
I'm thinking, wow, people dump that out.
Right. My I eat bacon a couple times a week out of our air fryer in the morning before I go to work, and then it always renders a little bit of grease, obviously, in the catch pan, and I drizzle it on the dog's food. Oh, my God. Oh. She go crazy. She loves bacon grease on her nuggets. So, anyway, it's a good time.
And then you feed it to the cat.
Right. Nah, I don't have any cats. No, thank you.
No, that was a great video.
So you're going to do it in the oven then. You're not going to deep fry. You're
my
not
going to
smoke.
My wife's going to.
You're
going to
do it in the oven. Conrad, that's your opening. You're going to let that go?
No.
That his wife is doing the cooking?
Hey.
Christmas and Thanksgiving, you got to do that.
You got to do that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. My wife wouldn't allow me close.
No.
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 No. But to go in and grab a little of that stuffing when it's been in the oven.
But then my job is to carve it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's a chore. That is a chore with
a
big
question.
Turkey because, first of all, you need some good meat mitts because they're so stinking hot. They're going to be like 165,
I got one of those electric knives from the 70s still up
that's
in the cupboard.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
You don't see a lot of electric knives
so
anymore.
So what I learned years ago...
Filet knife from fishing.
What I learned years ago is to carve that breast beautifully all the way around it and pull the breast off separately and then slice it, and it's a great presentation. Otherwise, you're slicing along the bone and all that stuff, and you just kind of trash it trying to take it off. So if you take that breast completely off, and it takes
side at a time.
Yeah, you got to do it a few times to really get it down. But you cut underneath it, and then you cut along the backbone, and then you've got this big, beautiful breast in your hand.
See, and I don't have that because I'm spatchcocked. I took the back out of it, so it's a little bit easier to do that.
You probably want to put it on the table all as one presentation.
Yeah,
but
it's a big,
but you
big
can
cutting
still,
board.
You can still cut it off that way to cut it.
Yep.
Because if you don't have the bone you're fighting, you get beautiful, perfect slices. And, God, I'm so hungry.
So my brother-in-law from Alabama knows that, you know, we're grilling guys. And he called me actually last night and he said, hey, I'm going to smoke a turkey. He said, how long is it going to take? And I'm like, dude, that's not an easy question to answer.
It's time
There's a
and
lot
temperature.
Of variables. It's time and temperature. But then he said, well, I want to know how long it's going to take because I got to serve dinner at a certain time and I got to back it off to make sure it's done by then. And I said, well, here's what I know, and I want you to concur or rebut this, is that if you get that turkey done an hour ahead of time, you can park it on a board, you can put it in a dry cooler and shut the lid like we do on so many of our catering events. And when you open that up, that thing's still going to be too hot to eat almost.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can carve it in. But we talked last week about you want to let it cool down a little bit because the juices are flowing and you don't want all that juice on the board when you start cutting it.
Right.
Right? So you're going to let it cool a little bit anyway. So my advice to him was if you give yourself 5 hours, that's more than long enough. But if it gets to your temperature – before you want to eat it, just park it in a cooler.
Put it
shut
in
the lid.
Find a nice big cooler.
Right. Put it in there and shut
lift
the
it
lid.
Up and set it down in there. And it's going to be a mess when you're done. But if it's a really clean cooler, you'll have a lot of juices in there for your gravy.
Or if you've got a roasting pan, like an aluminum roasting pan, if your cooler's big enough, set it right in there in the pan. Not the one you cooked it in, but another one.
Or that
one. Either way. But anyway, so those are just some tips on your turkey, because if you're going to get it done early, that's okay. You don't want to be late, right?
Right.
So you can't dial it
in
that close.
And you want it done.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're gabbing around Thanksgiving and cooking these turkeys. But you know what? The meaning of this is get out with your family, spend some time with some loved ones, get some friends over that maybe it's just two people. You got extra room around your table. Be neighborly, be friendly, and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
And congratulations, Mr. Kingsley.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.